Let's have a look at cycling, and there's plenty going on and plenty not going on when you look around the place too. We'll find out all that we need to know. Noel Sens from Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall in Bendigo, and our cycling expert on the wake-up call. Noel, good morning to you.
Morning, Robert. Good morning, Steve. How are you both going?
Very well.
Thank you. Look, like the charge of the Light Brigade, the pictures I saw, there's bikes everywhere. But Jack Haig is out, sadly.
Yeah, sad news, Steve. He was doing so well. He got fourth on one stage, but he's up there in sixth on GC. But, nasty crash. It's got implications. Like, he's supposed to be going to the Olympics in 4 weeks, and he's got concussion and a broken collarbone. So very, very bad news for Bendigo's Jack Haig. One of the big chances, completely gone. Very sad.
Yeah, but the whole tour, it's been just carnage from the very first stage with that woman who, I don't know if they were going to sue her, I don't know if they found her yet, held out the sign looking at the bloody camera and bang, bikes into her. Terrible.
Yeah, the whole world will remember that lady with Ale Omi Omar on it or something. And she ran out in front of the riders. It was quite surprising how it happened, though, because it was a cardboard sign and Tony Martin went down like a pack of cards. And I was talking to my younger brother. You wouldn't think a cardboard sign would do that, but I think Tony reacted with fright. I think he might have thought it was a bit of steel or a bit of timber and turned violently to his handlebars and put the front wheel turned. And a lot of people went down. And then later on in the day after that incident, there was another crash when I think 90 riders went down.
Yeah. No, just unbelievable. And, of course, another of the Aussies injured, Caleb Ewan as well out.
Yep, Caleb Ewan's also got a broken collarbone. He had superb form. He was absolutely flying. And the speed of that guy was incredible. And all of a sudden, that's gone too. But some of the big leaders, like Geraint Thomas, the British guy, rides for Ineos. He's one of the favourites. And he crashed and had to put his shoulder back in. And he was like on the side of the road. He told his team to go. It was like very early in the stage, and he told his team to go and leave him because he thought he was out. And then all of a sudden, the doctor came along and put his shoulder back in.
Oh.
And then he got going again. They called the team back, and he got back on again. So that's pretty tough.
Oh, that's very tough.
That goes above tough. And then the two Slovenians, Primoz Roglic and Tadej Pogacar, who are the two favourites, two of the absolute outright favourites, Roglic went down. He has no skin on his butt and his legs, and they're calling him the mummy. He's bandaged up, and they're going all right. Yeah, so it's amazing how tough these cyclists are. Like, some soccer players need to look at this sport, I think.
Yeah, most certainly. Well, if he's lost all the skin off his butt and he's bandaged, they might call him the bummy instead of the mummy.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we'd have a day off for that ourselves, sitting here, anyway. So how are the juniors in Brisbane going? Cancelled again?
Yeah, well, they're not going. The worst thing was everyone's bikes are up there. The bikes went up on the weekend. They're all packaged up and went up there. So all the kids, Bendigo's 8 juniors' bikes are up there. And one of the families is up there too. And it's been cancelled or postponed until, I think, unofficially July the 20th, so it's going to be on again. But just what a tragedy for these kids. Like, I was talking to one of the families, one little girl, she's missed out on 4 championships now, 1 road and 3 track, sure, trying to get these events going since 2019. Like, all these kids are young, like they're all under 16, you know, 12 to 16 years of age, and this is their career slipping by. Like, so hard to remain enthused when all these cancellations are happening. But anyway, that's the way of the world at the moment. We've just got to accept it.
Yep, very true, very true. Anything happening on the local front, mate, coming up?
Bendigo Cycling Club have a race on next weekend, I'm pretty sure, Robbo. We'll catch up on that one.
Yep, okay.
That's called the Water Wheel Road Classic. And okay, we should try and catch up on a bit of mountain bikes. There's a bit of that happening. And over in Shepparton, the weekend after this, there's a cyclocross race. So we'll get some info on that next week.
Fantastic. Sounds great. Well, Noel, we better move, as you say, on your bike. And you have yourself a great week, mate. We'll talk next week.
Okay, Robbo, do you get on that bike, mate? I'm not sure.
No, I haven't had a push bike for a number of years, mate.
He's gearing up for it, though.
Yeah. Shanks Pony, that's me. All right, Noel, have a good one, mate.
You too. See you, Robbo. See you, Steve.
Bye.
Noel Sens looking at cycling on the Wake Up Call, Gold Centre Victoria.